It's 59 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:50. It's time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Slaughter hog prices in the Midwest today are called mostly steady, but there are some weaker undertones seen as well on reports that most pork processing plants have adequate supplies through Thursday. Terminals are called mostly steady with some weaker tones as well. Tops from $36 to $39. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $36. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, October 8th, negotiated swine purchases were 15,118. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $43.50 to $57. The weighted average, $52.95, a loss of 96 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $34.72 to $47, the weighted average $44.57. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $15,632, the base price range $42.50 to $60, the weighted average $56.88, a gain of 32 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $33.75 to $48, and the weighted average was $45.79. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather, AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And the change in weather pattern is now being felt outside as cooler air is pushing into the region, and this is the first blast of cool air in a while here in Champaign-Urbana. We set a record high again yesterday, the fourth day in a row. It got to 90 degrees. On Sunday, it even got to 92, and it was the fourth day in a row of either a record tire or record setter. The record heat is now done with the change from warm to slightly cooler. We did have some showers and thunderstorms in the area last evening, and here at WILL, we had 0.37 of an inch. Rainfall amounts were highly variable, some places getting less than 0.2 of an inch, others in the area getting over a half an inch. In general, as the system pushed eastward, the coverage and amounts decreased, so there may be some fields that have to take a break today from some of the rain yesterday, but they'll dry out quickly. As we look ahead over the next several days, the only fly in the ointment for harvest operations will be an upper air low pressure system or a puddle of cool air aloft that will cause instability in the atmosphere over the Great Lakes, and that will affect portions of Wisconsin, Michigan, much of Ohio, Indiana, and northeastern Illinois. And with that, there will be a good bit of cloud cover already up over the upper Great Lakes tomorrow and then pushing southward into Indiana, Ohio, and maybe grazing eastern Illinois Thursday and lingering in some of those eastern areas on Friday. What that does is that keeps the relative humidity up for a couple of days. It leaves a chance of light showers out there to dampen the fields a bit, but we're not looking for any excessively wet weather out of this. It's just after all the warm, dry weather, it's going to turn a little more damp and cool in the eastern Midwest for a few days. Meanwhile, the farther west you go, the warmer the days will be, the sunnier the days will be, and the faster the drying rates, so harvest will continue at a good clip. We don't see any huge problems with the harvest, and we haven't seen any thus far this season. The weather, when you look at the big picture, looks just quite favorable. There'll just be some occasional interruptions that last for a short period of time, and from what I've heard in some of the reports listening to them, some of the elevators probably like a break once in a while because the crop is coming in fast and furious, faster than some places maybe can handle. So anyway, the harvest weather in general looks good. Now next week we might have another weather system move across the area, causing some showers the early to middle part of next week. It may even enter the far western portions of the Midwest during the course of this weekend. But most areas will stay dry through the weekend. Temperatures turning cooler. We're going to be still warm today, but not up near record-breaking levels. And then another cold front comes through, so we'll actually be a few degrees below average tomorrow through the end of the week. And average for central Illinois is a high of 67 and a low of 44. Now, with the cooler air, we're not looking for damaging cold. We should stay above the frost point here. And the only areas that may even get involved with a little bit of scattered frost would be way up north where it's already at or maybe in some cases even a little past the average first frost date. So we're not looking at any problems with that. In the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, dry weather the next several days, good for planting. And then maybe some showers moving across at least the northern and central portions of the belt this weekend. And, of course, any of the grain that's planted could use a little bit of the moisture. Turning to the southern hemisphere, what we talked about yesterday still is holding. It looks like later in the week, the chances of showers start to pick up in western and southern portions of Brazil, and that would include the state of Mato Grosso and Mato Grosso do Sul. It does appear that the hot, dry weather will hang on a little bit longer for Goiás, Minas Gerais, and Sao Paulo, and maybe eastern portions of Mato Grosso and northeastern Mato Grosso do Sul. Hot, dry weather is prevailing there now, but as we head into the weekend, shower and thunderstorm chances are going to pick up in those western and southern areas of that region, and no problems farther south into Rio Grande do Sul. And in Argentina, of course, they've had some timely rains and dry weather in between for planting there. So really the big concern has been Brazil, and it looks like the northeastern production areas of Brazil will stay dry for the foreseeable future, but some of the northwestern areas may start to get some showers. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 855.5, down 9. Last trade down 6.5. March, 857, down 8.75. Last trade up a quarter. December wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 845.75, down 14.25. Last trade down 3.5. March, 860.75, down 11.25. Last trade down a half. July, 657, down a quarter. Last trade up 11. December corn opened at 339, down 3/4. Last trade down a quarter. July, 375, down a half. Last trade down a quarter. December of next year, 390, down 1, and last trade down 1. November beans open at 923, down 2.5, last trade up 9. January, 941, down 1, last trade up 10.25. July, 965, down 4.75, last trade up 7.5. December soybean meal, 260.60, the opening there, up 10, last trade up 340. December soybean oil opened at 38.44, down 4, last trade up 25. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
An interesting overnight market with quite the taffy pull, especially in the wheat. The one thing I think that we might be able to say is there might be some more bear spreading today.
Well, there could be that for sure. People getting out of the front, selling the front, and buying out to the July in that wheat. We might also have some of that in maybe the March and the further out. But the wheat definitely, after being down 20 to 25 nearby and down 07 in the July, closed up 11 in the July, and the D's was up 4 at one time but closed down 3. So we're a little nervous about that big down move that we've had in the wheat. What's the world stocks going to do? Where are we going to go? Are people going to go elsewhere at these prices? Corn and beans. Corn was kind of mixed overnight. Beans, after being lower early, was back up, and people are worried about what the report's going to say Friday. Will it say less beans or more? I think the report will have a lot to do with it. The time of the year also has a lot to do with it on corn and beans. After the holiday yesterday, we were open, but lots were closed. But that Columbus Day holiday, also the 8th, the 10th of October, also harvesting half done in the nation. Those are all three things that start or finish turning the tide from lower to starting to go back, pointing back higher.
We're beginning to pick up rumblings that maybe USDA might do something with the beans in terms of harvested acres.
Yep, we've heard that also, and I don't know where they would have them at, but probably the no-till beans, a lot of those in the southern part of Illinois and Indiana and Ohio didn't get much rain and weren't harvested. I don't know where they would have beans otherwise except for those, but those could be lowered, and that would cut back the acreage so that we could have something as far as a little bit lower yield on the beans because of the acreage reduction.
All right, then. What about the calls for today?
Calls for today are mixed on corn up 1 to down 1, wheat down 3 to 6. I think that's for the front only. And then soybeans, 6 to 8 higher.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. He joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.